This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 93 constituencies spread over 10 states and union territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Political parties have intensified their campaign ahead of the voting for the third phase. In Uttar Pradesh, a high-pitched political battle is being seen today where many candidates for the third phase of elections are holding roadshows and door-to-door campaigns. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also hold a roadshow in the Ayodhya district this evening. The 2-kilometer-long roadshow will start in the evening from the Sugriv Kila area and will culminate at Lata Chowk. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, will also hold a roadshow in Badayun district today. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, will hold a rally in favour of the party candidate in Kaushambi. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah participated in the election campaign at Dharmavaram in Hindupur Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Shah said that it was under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership that 80 crore people got free ration under PM Garib Kalyan Yojana and 50 crore people got 5 lakh rupees health insurance coverage under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. He criticized the incumbent Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, for neglecting development and failing to attract investments of the state. Congress has released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Odisha Assembly elections. The party has fielded Sudarshan Das in place of Devi Prasanna Chand from the Jaleshwar Assembly seat, whereas Akshay Acharya will contest from the Nilgiri seat. Uma Ballabrath will contest from Puri Vidhan Sabha constituency in place of Sujit Mahapatra. The party has fielded Sudarshan Sahu from Athagad and Himanshu Chaulia from Atmalik seat. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today gave an overview to 75 international delegates of various facets of the gigantic election exercise in the world's largest democracy. Mr. Kumar addressed the international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries in New Delhi this afternoon. The delegates arrived in India yesterday to witness the Lok Sabha elections. The Election Commission invited these delegates to witness democratic excellence firsthand. The delegates will embark on visits to 6 states, Maharashtra, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. The program will end on the 9th of this month. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, for admission to undergraduate medical programs is being conducted across the country today. More than 24 lakh candidates are appearing for the examination this year at different centres across 557 cities throughout the country and 14 cities outside India. The exam is from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The NTA had directed the candidates to carry their downloaded admit cards that prominently display photographs, signature and roll number barcode. It said these details are crucial for identification and verification purposes during the examination. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces have detained 6 locals for questioning in connection with the attack on the Indian Air Force convoy in the frontier district of Poonch yesterday evening, in which 5 IAF soldiers were injured and one was martyred. These locals are suspected of helping the terrorists in the attack. One soldier lost his life, while 5 others were injured in the terror attack that took place near the Shashidhar forest area where the IAF convoy was moving towards Sanai Top in the Surankot area of the Poonch district. Around 30 rounds were fired by the terrorists on the vehicle of the IAF. Cordon and search operations are currently underway in the area by local Rashtriya Rifles Army units as the operation to track down the terrorists behind the attack entered its second day today. In Kerala, the orange alert continues as per the warning by the Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services, INCOIS, on high-energy swell waves along Kerala and Tamil Nadu coasts. The warning is till 11:30 p.m. tonight. This phenomenon is locally known as Kallakadal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.